I'm a dropping on down
with my weed and day
all are in my hand
gonna kill every weed
that's a in this land
I'm a long gone
what you call
John says in the chapter 14
if a man die
he should live again
yeah pity and believe.
You are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sound Sunday Service Take Over right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Yes, yes, we are going into our next hour. We're here till 1 p.m. and I'm so happy to be here on another beautiful Sunday holding it down for the winter break. Yes, we've had so much fun on these Sundays and can't wait for the new term and semester to begin and spring and all these wonderful things that are coming into place. So thank you so much for joining in and listening to Sunday Service, where this is Sunday Service. You know, we like to play the gospel, the bluegrass, the country, the jubilee, the jazz, the classical, the easy listening, vocal group harmonies, doo-wop, you hear it, you know it. You know, it just goes on and on. Dixieland jazz, oh, it just keeps going. I love Sunday Service. I love the selection. It just really doesn't get better than this. Oh, yes. So I hope you're ready for your guided meditation, because that's what we have here for the Sunday Service. That's why it's called Sunday Service, you know? The day of rest, the day of rest indeed, indeedly do. Did I just do a Flanders from The Simpsons? Diddly do that. You know, I forgot. How did Flanders, he was talking, he's like, howdy ho, neighborino, diddly do. He would do everything with a diddly do. Oh my God. Fun fact. I was born on a Easter Sunday when The Simpsons aired for the first time ever in America. Fun fact. I was born on Easter Sunday, so I was made for Sunday Service. So I hope you enjoyed everything that you were listening to, because I'm thoroughly enjoying it. It's like, I love how I come on here and I'm like, oh my God, I just love the selection of music. It's just so good. And it's like, I'm the one playing it and I'm just here like praising myself. But I'm not praising myself. This is like the stuff that I love and listen to. And I'm so grateful to share it with you all. You know, I know, seriously, this stuff makes me so happy. And I just hope it's making you happy. And this is my gift from me to you. And oh, this is just so much fun. So you had the Chain Gang Lightning Long John. That was pretty cool. Yeah, that was dope. I hope you enjoyed that. We had the Irish Rovers with All Through the Night. That was a feel-good kind of Christmassy kind of vibe, but always love the Irish Rovers. And God's Property by, what is that? Oh, no, that's Kirk Franklin. Stop. I always play Kirk, that song. It's so, it's so good. Hazel Dickens with West Virginia, My Home. A Few Old Memories, and Johnny Cash, Folsom Prison. So we had some jazz, it's a bluegrass, it's some country, it's some old gospel in there for you. So, you know, the next hour should be slamming. So let's just move on into the magic. Are you ready? I hope you're ready. Whew. So, You know how it is. If you're just joining Sunday Service and the Paranormal Playground Sounds, you know how we do it. And you hear the cue for the meditation music, we're going to go right on into a relaxing meditation for you guys. So thank you for joining in, and we're going to start a big I love you to raise a vibration, and let's have roots from our feet come all the way down to the center, the core of the earth, tying tight. You could take some nice deep inhales and exhales. You are so beautiful, by the way. If nobody told you that today, you're so beautiful. Your spirit is so magnificent. It's so gorgeous. You are so loved right now. Your heart, open that heart right on up. Open it, open it. Never stray away from your authentic self. Your authentic, pure being. Give yourself a hug. Give yourself a pat on the back. Give yourself a high five, whatever it is that you need to do. Look at you, showed up today. You are alive. You are here for you. Let's just take a moment to embrace that. Just feel how wonderful that feels for the fact that you woke up today and you did that. Because something was driving you to this place of love to be here with us today. You can feel the love of spirit surrounding you right now. You can feel your higher self surrounding you, knowing what's best, knowing as we're stepping into this infinite space that is now, we're removing anything that was hindering us. We're removing anything that we felt may have been blocking. Even though all mishaps and setbacks are blessings, we're just going to let go of the physical stress or the physical acknowledgement of the disease or disharmony or discord or anything that was not serving us. If you have any. Do you feel how good that feels to just let go and letting go? If you could take a moment to just put your hand on your heart. And feel the rhythm of your heartbeat if you can. Feel that center and how magical and miraculous it is. Look at how magical and miraculous your heart space is. Feel it. Feels good. So many times we are left in disappointment because we're in a constant search for outside approval, outside acceptance, and outside love. All that is, by the way, if you're just joining, this is like a guided meditation / channeling. So it may be it could be a meditation, but it also could just be inspirational speaking for you. So I'm just going to merge it all into one. I'm just going with the flow, just by the way. There's no actual structure to this. So as we come back, as I was saying, that place where we're feeling a disconnect from ourselves, where we feel we need outside sources to love us or anything to give us approval or validation, we have to understand that that came from a place from childhood, that came from a place of early development where we were not getting that validation, where we were not getting that approval or acceptance, because we were already being programmed that is, we need to be dependent on outside things to affirm our worth, to affirm our infinite nature, to affirm our greatness, to affirm our best yet to be. Feel how good that feels to know that those were lies you were told. Those were programs of lies that you learned all the way through early development as an infant, as a child, and into schooling and programming, and understand that those were just lies being told to you. Those don't exist. The truth, and we can sit here and remember that the truth is that you were always validated and loved and deserving, or you would not be here. You see, there is an unseen force that brought you here because you're so loved. There is an unseen force that brought you here because it wanted you to be alive and it wanted you to experience joy, happiness, pleasure. That unseen loves you. That unseen has never, ever strayed away. That unseen has never been unconditional to you. You have to understand that unseen does not decide when to love you if you're good or bad. That unseen loves you when you're in your bad days, when you're in your good days, when you're up, when you're down, when you're achieving, when you're not achieving, when you're sad, when you're happy, when you're angry, when you're fearful, when you're loving, when you're grateful. That unseen never changes. It's love for you. You have a support system right here, right now, that's hugging you every moment, that's giving you love every single day. We need to fall back into the space of trust. We need to fall back into that space so we can clear our energy fields and clear our minds to remember and to see, but feel, mostly feel and know with ourselves. Not because somebody is telling you they exist, but because you can feel their presence. Just as you can feel a live human being's presence and you can see their skin, their flesh, their bones, their eyeballs, their hands, their hair, you have the same ability to see spirit in that way. But you see, spirit has an infinite power where they have no identity. And that's why you cannot identify them physically. You can't identify spirit physically because they are infinite. They are what spirit is, what that love is it's everything at once. That's why you cannot identify it physically. They're the other person in the room. They're your mother. They're your father. They're your sister. They're your friend. They're the furniture. They're the physical. They're the non-physical. They're the material. They're the non-material. They're the water. They're the trees. They're the animals. They're the plants. They're everything. And that's why you cannot pinpoint them. So we need to take back what we know is true. And we need to remove all those things and lies we were told. When we were children and we saw spirit and we saw what we would call quote unquote imaginary friends, those weren't imaginary. It was accepted because we were children. And of course, children are supposed to see those things. Children are children, but at a certain time, we were told there's a cutoff time to your imagination. There's a cutoff time until when you are told you're crazy for seeing those things. When you are told you were not right in the head for seeing those things. So we're going to give you a limited time is what we were told to imagine. And then there's a time where you need to grow up and you need to be in school and focus, and you need to conform to society, and you need to be a working, productive member of society. And those lies have caused psychosis. That's what has caused psychosis, is the lie, not a seeing beyond the non-physical realm, not being able to perceive angels and spirit and see those physical beings. That is not the psychosis. The psychosis is us being told lies, that they don't exist, and that if we kept believing in these things, we too were going to be locked up or crazy. So we started keeping that to ourselves. We stopped talking about it because there was a chance we could get pink papered. DMH, we're going to call DMH on you. You keep talking like that. So we started to become threatened for this belief. People who possessed magical powers once upon a time, witches, or what they wanted to call witches, quote unquote, were burned at the stake for their magical powers and spreading magic. You know, calling it the devil, calling it bad, calling healing a horrid thing, using magic. See, we're not in that place anymore. We're not in those times. We're here right now in the paranormal playground. We're here right now in the consciousness that is opened up immensely. We are here right now. Where freedom is in the mind, and that we have the potential to reach beyond the limitations. We have the potential to reach to the stars and access our true, beautiful nature. We have the ability to access those stars at any time, the stars and all their information. Aliens, extraterrestrial beings, of course they're there. Of course. Feel into the unseen. Feel into your starseed beings. Feel into your infinite nature and taking back that place when we were children. Taking back that place. Coming back to truth, because the truth is your imagination was never temporary. There is never a cutoff date. Only adults that didn't know better, only people who didn't know better telling you this. It is time right now to open up the consciousness. It is time right now to begin to love ourselves and love the child within us that has never lied to us. Never. And as we connect to spirit and as we connect to the unseen, we are given that infinite power, because that love never dies and that love is always here with us. It's not the kind of conditional love. It has no ego. That's why our loved ones cross over when they do, because they can help us. They can be more of service. They cannot help us as much when they're here, because they have egos. They have things that they've been told. They have limitations. As a human being, there's limitations. So when we cross over, we can help each other more. We can help our loved ones so much more. We can be everywhere at once, giving the guidance, giving the protection, giving the love and the signs, all there when we believe and we tap in. And we have to believe, though. We can't just expect without believing. We just can't expect to get the gifts without believing. You must believe. Believe in the unseen realm. Believe in the unseen, dear one. Put your hand on your heart again and remember that place where you were never, ever, ever wrong to believe in the unseen as a child. And all your magical, beautiful friends, the imagination that you saw, those were all real. How do you think this world came into being? This world could not have come into being without that childlike imagination. And the people who brought this world here never lost that. That's why we have the things that we have. Look at this beautiful invention called radio. Look at this beautiful concept of a voice going in to a microphone out into the universe. You can hear this anywhere you are. The fact that you can tap into this online or on the radio, you can hear this anywhere in the world right now, because somebody put their life work into this. So I could be here right now doing this and communicating the magnificence of this world to you. Somebody put their entire life to creating this invention right now, so we could have this moment right here together. Look at how miraculous that is. I will never take that for granted. Every single moment we can find that is so beautiful and extravagant and extraordinary. You are a miracle. You are a walking, talking, blissful miracle. We are loved. You are loved. Playful. Oh, Infinite Spirit, we ask that you heal us right now in this moment. Infinite Spirit, heal us. Heal our lives. Heal our light. Heal our love. Heal the playfulness. heal the child inside of us. Please help us to heal that place of the constant self-criticism, the constant self-judging, the constant self-hating, constant burden we put upon ourselves that we are not perfect, or we are not enough, or that we are just bad. You are so good. You've always been good. No matter what you've done, no matter what anybody has told you, no matter the amount of heartache or pain or joy or love, gratitude, sorrow, giving, taking, no matter what you've done, we have to understand we're good and we're loved. We are the children of God. We are the children of the infinite spirit. And you serve a purpose no matter what. No matter if you're on the yin and yang, the dark or the light, the white or the black, the negative or the positive, whichever side of the coin you are on, you serve a purpose. And we need to understand this now. Mwah. What a beautiful day to be alive. What a beautiful awakening. What a beautiful Sunday service. Thank you so much for participating in this beautiful Sunday service with me and this beautiful meditation / inspirational speaking. We are here till 1 p.m. I'm uplifted. Let's lift the vibrations more. Come on. Let's lift this vibration and ask for our intentions to be healed today. We ask you, Infinite Spirit, heal us. Heal us from anything we need healing. Please help us. Help us continue the love and the joy of spirit. Help us continue to love ourselves and enjoy our own companies and be our own best friends. For that is our rightful place, is the state of joy. Woo! The cosmos is so vast. You are... As we look into the cosmos and the sky, that's how infinite you are. Blessed be, blessed be. Love you to the moon and back. I love you so much to the moon and back. Mwah. So let's get into some more tunes. Come on, let's do this. I got some jazz. Yes, we got some jazz here. Are we getting into it? Let's see right here. What is the next? Lulu's back in town. Oh, Lulu is back in town. Love you so much. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. If you are just joining in, I am the Boston medium, Mariah Merlinite, your host. And don't forget to tune in, please, to my regular time slot that is on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. for the time being. And guess who came into my dreams this week? Yeah, and guess whose music we're playing next week? Because I had a dream. Some random guy came up to me and he's like, "Do you like Frank Sinatra?" And I was like, "Of course I love Frank Sinatra." He's like, "Well, what's your favorite songs?" And I said, "Well, I can't choose between Forget About the Money and The World We Knew." And he's like, "Good choice." I can't believe, you know, that was beautiful. Frank Sinatra literally was in my dream the next day after I had the show, when I was talking about Charlie Chaplin and Merle Haggard being in my dreams, and I played Merle Haggard music and talked about their spirits, and they gave messages, and it was so amazing, the message. And I hope to, you know, it's so healing when these spirits come in. So tune in next week for some Frank Sinatra. Music is so good, and it's so uplifting, and I cannot wait to hear what Frank has to say. Frank Sinatra loves my life. He is in my dreams so much. His spirit is around me. He's around me more than you know. Sometimes there's a lot of spirits that come in and durations at a time. Him and Gene Kelly. Now it's like, you know, a lot. And so Frank Sinatra's in my dreams a lot, and he's around. So I'm so grateful for that. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. So please stay tuned for some more. We're here till 1 p.m. Don't miss out on this wonderful, fantastic fun we're having here. Why would you?
Now let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
I saw part of the message you...
I seem to have found it.
Dear listeners, years ago you served my father in the Format Wars. Now he begs you to help us in our struggle against the Clear Channel Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. Your support is vital to the survival of the Freeform Rebellion. Information on donating is contained in the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see your donation safely delivered to WMFO.org. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, dear listeners. You're my only hope.
Support WMFO. Donate via check to Trustees of Tufts College, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, or online at support.wmfo.org. Help win the Freeform Rebellion.
Gotta sew a button on my vest, cause tonight I've got to look my best. Lulu back in town. Gotta get a half a buck somewhere. Gotta shine my shoes and slick my hair. Got to get myself booting there. Lulu's back in town. You can tell all my pets, all my Harlem coquettes, Mr. Otis regrets that he won't be around. You can tell the mailman not to call. I ain't coming home until the fall. And again, I might not get back home at all. Lulu's back in town, yeah.
I'm going to lay down my heavy load down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm going to lay down my heavy load down by the riverside. Study war no more. I ain't going to study war no more. No, I ain't going to study war no more. No, no, I ain't going to study. Study war no more. I ain't going to study war no more. No, I ain't going to study war no more. No, no, I ain't going to study war. gonna try on my long white robe down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm gonna try on my long white robe down by the riverside, study war no more.
Claim his children here, and if we will abide in him, he'll take us home where there's no fear. My passing brighter straight and narrow way that Jesus in turn from your sin. He's coming back to earth again. He's coming back to earth again. To claim his children here. And if you will abide in him, he'll take us home where there's no fear.
Searching.
Welcome back. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. And if you have not... Wait, sorry. If you're just tuning in, that's what I meant to say. If you're just tuning in right now, we have been doing almost... Well, we're almost done with our Sunday service. And I hope you're enjoying these magical tunes right there. We had Brian and Carl Wilson from the Beach Boys. Oh, love them. Soul Searching, what a beautiful song. Don Reno, he's coming back to earth again. Rosetta Thorpe, Down by the Riverside. Fats Waller, Lulu's Back in Town. Chain Gang, Lightning, Long John. I think I already, if you heard that earlier. And, you know, I'm so glad to get more Sister Rosetta Thorpe in here. She is Miss Gospel. She is Miss Gospel, Miss Rock and Roll. She is everything. So she, you know, she is definitely Sunday. She's Sunday service, I would say, you know. So thank you for tuning in. I wanted to quickly before, you know, we had to wrap up because we have about 20 minutes. We're not over just about yet. Beep, beep, beep. Wow, you can hear it outside. There's a lot of stuff going on. But, you know, just quickly... I just wanted to pull an Archangel Michael card, you know, here while we're in the mood, while we're in the energy. I just got a message, someone saying that was a very interesting meditation, inspirational speaking. I must say that was definitely, you know, I think it was appropriate, whatever I channeled for today needed to be channeled. It needed to be heard. So thank you so much for your kind words. And thanks for listening. Because, you know, it's not an accident who's listening. It's for you. It's not an accident. You're listening to it for a reason. Even if you don't believe, you know. If you don't believe, you know what? Rock on. And if you like the music, rock on. Keep listening if you're digging the music. But if it's not your thing, cool. But I just got one word for you. Sooner or later, love is gonna get you. Sooner or later, love is gonna win. Sooner or later, love is gonna get you. Sooner or later, love is gonna win. That's my message to you. Should play that. Oh, such a good song. Anyway, let's get to pulling. This situation is already resolved. I love this. So this is the Archangel Michael. The situation is already resolved. And underneath it, it goes my prayer. I give any worries, cares, or concerns to you in exchange for true peace and always. Thank you for resolving this. Give details of the situation in a divinely perfect way. It's a good day to let go. It's so hard sometimes. We have things called egos, and we're not going to sit here and say, oh, the ego's so bad. We need to completely remove the ego because the ego has served us in evolution. You know, it served us when we're, you know, roaming around hunters and gatherers. You know, the ego told us something, you know, there's a predator. There's a tiger, there's a lion, you know, there's an alligator, there's poisonous things going on. So be alert. That's how the ego has served us. And so we're moving into a time where we don't necessarily need the ego as much. And so that's why, you know, we're realizing this. And it's not about let's remove it. It's about, okay, you're here, you're having your time, you're having your fits, you're having your moments, and it's serving my life to grow. And so we can look at it that way, as it's just saying ego's bad. So, you know, as I get from this energy right now, it's just about saying, yes, there are times where I let something else have control. I let the mind, I let the ego, I let memories, I let the past, I let my pride get hurt, and I let it rule my day. And so today is about letting go of that pride and the ego and saying, how can I create a good day? How can I create the day that I want by letting go and acceptance? It is very hard. I'm not going to sit here and say it's such an easy thing to do to let go and surrender. It can be very challenging, but it's just a commitment to step into it. And the message is, if you are like, oh, yesterday I needed to control things. I needed to be controlling, and I was trying to let go and it didn't happen. I let my emotions get the best of me. You just start over. You just start over and you keep doing it. Stop beating yourself up. Stop. Just stop. It's okay. Hey, you're controlling. You're a control freak. Your ego, your pride, it ran your life the past week. It ran your life yesterday and you were doing so good, and then you let it come back and now it's ruling again. Okay, cool. Just keep going. Just keep doing it. Like, again, you know, I'm here channeling spirit, and spirit loves you. Loves you. They love you no matter what you've done. You haven't done anything to upset anybody. You are here to grow and to feel good about yourself and to be the best version of yourself. And there is no time limit. There's no race. Just do you. And just keep going. Just, you know, like, again, the last message was dust yourself off. Try again. Try again. What's, you know, the Charlie Chaplin movie, Modern Times, at the end, the girl, she's like, you know, what's the use of trying? And he puts a big he goes to her face, and he makes the big smile and makes her, you know, her mouth go into a smile mode, and he smiles and he's like, let's just keep trying. And she smiles and they just go off and they're like, okay, let's just keep trying. Don't stop. So just keep going with that. You know, let your ego run amok if it needs to, and then come back to this time and realize, okay, did you learn your lessons? And just keep trying. Just keep trying. You're so loved. You are so loved, and you are so perfect. So if nobody's telling you this, and, you know, again, it's not about needing outside validation. This is about a connection with spirit, understanding that spirit is your validation, that the unseen is your validation, is connected to you, and they're working with you. I'm just channeling spirit, you know. I don't, you know, these are the channeling words. So if this is what you need to hear, it's within you. The acceptance is within you. Mwah! Love you so much. That was fun. So leaving with you with that Archangel Michael message. Thank you, Ark. By the way, Archangel Michael's been in my dreams every other night, letting me know how protected I am. And it's just, it's amazing. I'll get, these dreams are like something out of, you know, NYPD Blue, and like like a scene out of one of these like weird shows, like Oz, and like, you know, so weird, you know, those weird like serious like detective shows. Is anyways, it's all dramatic, and they're just like, they'll put me in a situation in the dream, and they're like, and then Archangel Michael will come and be like, you're so protected. I'm like, thanks, Michael. By your sword, by your light of your sword, you're protected. So that's a message that you are protected by Archangel Michael as well. So, you know, if you want to get that, if you want to get reminders, get Archangel, you can get Archangel Michael oracle cards, you can get Archangel Michael pendants, you can get the candles, anything that reminds you of the protection of Mikey. Mikey. Yes. Yes, I said that. Whew, so we are coming down. It's getting to that time. It's getting there. Oh, no, 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 no. Of course, no, I don't want to go either, because I love you so much. But Why don't we... I wanted to do something fun, something 50s, you know? Something... You know, something... Doo-woppy. Doo-woppy. uplifting and doo-woppy. Ooh! So it's a... There's a group called the Bop Chords, and they have a song called Castle in Sky. Makes me realize that you're the one for me. And do... Okay, I'll let you listen to it. It's just so much fun. Do up so much fun. So I'm going to give it to you. Here's the Bop Chords with Castle in the Sky.
Oh.
I've got a castle.
Castle in the
We are back here on the Paranormal Playground Sound Sunday Service Takeover here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and we are out skis. Yes, it has been a phenomenally fun 2 hours of Paranormal Playground Sound Special Edition Sunday Service. Please don't forget to tune in Wednesday at 2 p.m. for my regular time slot. I love you so much. Oh my God, I hope you have the best Sunday possible, and I hope you enjoyed all those wonderful songs to uplift your vibration and get you going and get you started for the entire week. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you to the supernatural. Oh, blessed be. We are having a ball. So I will see you later. Please keep rocking. Keep rocking in the spirit world. Mwah! Love you to pieces. Bye. Thank you.
Stacy, ring them bell. Oh boy, the music swell. If you like it, just lift up your head and yell. Oh mister, ring them bell. Do 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 do. Today la da 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 da. Run it up, 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 run it up. Oh, mister, ring them bell. Thank you.